In the lunchtime edition, government working on a plan to cut debt payments by tens of millions of dollars to help finance sewage projects on both the West and South Coasts. New regulations coming to crack down on bad practices by minibus and Zedar operators, including vulgar music. A large network of former cart roads being upgraded and paved to improve community access. Financial literacy being added to the school curriculum, and a flash flood watch in effect for Barbados. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados government is working on a more than $100 million plan to tackle the sewage issues on both the West and South Coasts. The plan has been outlined by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Morty, who disclosed that discussions have been taking place with international funding agencies on ways to reduce debt service payments in debt for nature and debt for climate swaps. The money saved would then be used to address critical national issues such as the sewage projects. Ms. Morty was speaking in St. James at the latest in a series of government town hall meetings to hear the concerns of residents in various areas. A St. James resident raised the issue of sewage runoff affecting the reefs of the West Coast over the last several decades. Ms. Morty outlined how government is approaching these challenges.
The government, as we speak, and it was week before last Wednesday, we met with the Inter-American Development Bank, the European Investment Bank, and the Green Climate Fund, because having done last year a debt for nature swap where we bought back $150 million of Barbados' debt, had it reissued at cheaper interest rates, and used the interest savings over 15 years to finance a Barbados Marine Conservation Trust. So we will get anywhere between 50 to 60 million US dollars in the next 15 years without increasing our debt, but allowing us to spend the money year by year over a 15-year period to be able to preserve the waters.
Ms. Morty also announced plans for a new sewage plant in Christchurch.
This time, we are looking for a debt for climate swap. And what we are doing is looking to repurchase $300 million this time, US. And in repurchasing that, to be able to have the interest savings that we will get in the debt for climate swap to finance the tertiary treatment plant that is to go at the South Coast in Graham Hall. And that will allow us then to treat the sewage and to have the water replenish the aquifers and, if necessary, be used for agricultural purposes, because what you're getting then is clean water. We hope that we can get that completed in the next, 12 months? That is just the financing part of it. And then, of course, you have to go to the execution part, which should take about 18 months or so.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Morty. Minister of Transport, Works and Water Resources, Sanchez Bradshaw, says new regulations are being implemented to help crack down on bad practices by minibus and route taxi operators, including the playing of vulgar music. The Deputy Prime Minister was speaking at the St. James Speaks town hall session. A member of the public complained about the music being played on privately owned public transport.
What can be done to remove the loud, salacious, and misogynistic lyrics, nasty lyrics, off of some of our privately owned public service vehicles that traverse the West Coast? Not only from driving behind these vehicles, but having taken the van recently when my car was down, I was overwhelmed. And I can only imagine then other commuters and children, especially during peak times, being bombarded by these lyrics.
The transport minister says those concerns are being addressed.
We recently made some changes in terms of the regulations. The regulations were approved by cabinet. There's just one more change to be made in relation to the owner's responsibilities. And the regulations will include provisions to be able to stop the playing of the loud music and certainly, obviously, the lyrical content that is certainly not wholesome. So those things will be addressed in the regulations. We're in the process of getting all of the PR ready so that not only the general public, but also the owners of the vehicles, as well as the drivers and the conductors of the vehicles, will understand exactly what are their rights, but also their responsibilities in the whole thing.
Transport Minister Sanchia Bradshaw in the lunchtime edition. Well, 60 roads across Barbados are being resurfaced to improve access to communities. The Community Access Road Transformation, or CART, project will surface roads and in some cases provide utility connections such as water mains. The plan was outlined by the minister responsible, Sanchia Bradshaw, who was speaking at Edgecliff, St. John, where the project has commenced.
This is the first road that we have started. The intention is that we will continue across all of the 30 constituencies. In each of the constituencies, we have identified as part of the first phase 2 to 3 roads that we will start with, and then we will obviously, after that process has been completed, we will come back in and we will do another set of roads. We embarked on acquiring additional machinery and equipment.
So, Transport Minister Sanchia Bradshaw, financial literacy being included in the school curriculum. Minister of State in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Sandra Husband, spoke of the plan. She addressed over 200 form students from various secondary schools at the Small Business Association Youth Forum.
We are starting a financial literacy program. It has started with businesses where we go and share with people in various workplaces the best ways to manage their money, the best ways to save money, and the best ways to make more money. But we believe that we must go further as a country and start much earlier. And we want to be able to bring this into the schools.
Minister of State Sandra Husbands. Chief Operating Officer of ICBL, Royal Knight, says they expect to see an increase in the number of schools and students taking part in this year's ICBL Junior National Spelling Bee. The annual event is slated to begin on October the 10th, with the finals on October the 27th. He was speaking during the media launch this morning.
We hear a lot about the youth and the issues with the youth. And bringing up the Spelling Bee competition creates that positivity for us as a corporate social, a part of our corporate social responsibility. The competition has allowed us to do a couple of things. It helps us to support, like I said, national educational policy and practice in terms of the pillars for our young people. But also, it's become a cornerstone of our corporate social responsibility as well. And therefore, last year, 33 schools participating. And that was the largest compliment we've had so far in the competition in its 4 years of existence. So therefore, we expect that for this year, we will see similar results.
The ICBL's Royal Knight. A flash flood warning is in effect for Barbados from 11:30 this morning until 6 p.m. or sooner if conditions warrant, according to the Met Office. Moderate to heavy showers are currently in progress over northern and central districts, the department says. These showers are expected to continue throughout the afternoon, with occasional breaks. Expect 1 to 2 inches of rain with isolated higher amounts in the warning area. Meantime, the Barbados Meteorological Services says it's still closely monitoring the progress of a tropical wave that is expected to pass well north of Barbados. Our top stories. Government working on a plan to cut debt payments by tens of millions of dollars to help finance sewage projects on both the West and South Coast. New regulations come in to crack down on bad practices by minibus and ZR operators, including vulgar music. A large network of former cart roads being upgraded and paved to improve community access. Financial literacy being added to the school curriculum. A flash flood warning in effect for Barbados. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.